The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt Cooper on the show this evening. 087 4100 102 for your texts and WhatsApps. I'm now joined by businesswoman, broadcaster and 20 by 20 supporter Nora Casey, following the launch of Chapter 4 of the 20 by 20 campaign, No Proving, Just Moving. The campaign recognises the challenges that women of all ages and abilities can face in maintaining a strong relationship with physical activity, and it showcases the benefits of exercise on our mental well-being. Nora, delighted to have you on the show this evening. Can we start by maybe talking about your relationship with exercise? Has it always been a big part of your life?
I wish I could say it was, Frank. No, not really. I grew up in the Phoenix Park, so I guess I was lucky. We live in a lodge there, and there were lots of us kids, and my father opened the door in the morning, and we just played and cycled, and it was like living in the country but living in the city, so that was fantastic. But school, no, I went to Stony Batter and to a school there, St. Joseph's, and I think we did a little bit of netball every now and again, but it wasn't considered to be something that was very big in life at the time. And I think as I went through nursing first, I can assure you that when you're nursing and you're walking miles all day on the wards, the last thing you're going to do in the evening is go to the gym. And in
any event, long hours, long shifts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's physically very demanding. And when I was nursing, we were lifting a lot, and there wasn't a lot of ergonomic lift, so you know, your back was always sore. If I had one of those, you know, Fitbits on, I'd say there was miles and miles walked every day.
Yeah.
And I came out of that into journalism, and in my early 20s, and I think at the time got very derailed with a very bad marriage during my 20s. I always say I was exhausted when I look back on that period as to what I fitted in. You know, I was kind of doing journalism, print. I did my postgrad, then I did television and Ely in college. Then I started working for LBC, Sky News at the weekend. I was holding down a print job during the day, and I started my MPhil, went on to my PhD. I mean, when I think of my 20s, where everybody's
that,
out
it sounds exhausting
life,
just listening to that list.
I'm exhausted myself, but exercise didn't play any part of it. I was like out of the door in the morning as early as I could, and I was as busy as I possibly could be to avoid my home life. And then, of course, I met Richard, who was the love of my life and sadly has since passed. But yes, if anything is a great... I don't know how to say this nicely, but you know when you meet and you fall in love and you're incredibly happy, you actually start nesting and eating a lot. That's the truth. Like, I was quite a slim, fit person until I got into a very, very happy marriage.
And was exercise something that featured in Richard's life?
No, he was a BBC correspondent for 20 years. He was, you know, up at the crack of dawn doing 6 o'clock. He used to do the Today Show on BBC Radio 4. He could sometimes be working till the evening. We both worked long hours. Dara came along literally the second year after we got married, and he was a good, you know, they come in small, medium and ouch, and he was £10, so he was an
ouch. That's ouch,
ouch,
yeah. that's quite the workout itself.
And I never really, I suppose, recovered, because at that time I was running companies in London and Dublin and commuting every week, flying from London to Dublin with baby until he was 18 months when I started commuting. And I think busy office lifestyles, when your head is so exhausted in the evening and you have a baby and you're juggling everything, no, exercise was never part of my life.
And I'd imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're on the move like that as well, it's very hard to have a balanced diet. You're just grabbing something as you go.
Honestly, completely. And I think most people who work in those kind of busy office environments will say that sometimes you eat nothing all day, and in the evening time you're eating all of your calories, which is but the worst thing you can do, you know, when the baby's bathed in bed and you're finally able to relax a bit. So I would say that actually until Richard passed, which was pretty devastating for me as a person, I think I just couldn't actually get myself motivated to do anything. And well-meaning people would say, would you like to go for a walk? And you'd want to hit them and say, I can't get off the couch. You know, I was definitely not in a great place in terms of
when was that, Nora? That was about 10 years ago now, was it?
End of 2011. Yeah, he died in October 2011, so 9 years this year. And Dara was 12, just hitting 13, so we kind of immediately went back to routine, back to school, back to work. And I just felt like my whole world had fallen apart. I couldn't imagine, as much as I missed Richard, I had no future. Like all of those New Year's Eve where you have a bottle of wine and you say, this is what we're going to do with our life in the future. I felt all of that was gone. And I couldn't find myself with any motivation to not binge watch Netflix and lunch for a bottle of wine. That's the truth. I couldn't really imagine that anything was going to help me. And a few months later, my mom was also a nurse. She was a psychiatric nurse and went on to do counselling. So she said, why don't you get out of the house? And, you know, there's a lot of bad memories in the house when Richard was so sick. So we went to Wicklow for a few months and started to walk in the forests there. And there's a little river next to the house that I rented. And it wasn't even walking. It was more, I was walking in the forest and I was
just being out in nature.
Yeah, nature. And I found myself feeling more at peace and more still. And then that kind of gave me the impetus to say, well, I'll start walking. And there's something about the roteness of one foot in front of the other that your brain just gets slightly freed up. And sometimes it would help me think things through. Sometimes it would help me stop thinking, to be honest, because I would ruminate a lot on what if and if I had done this or we had done that. You know, so it was, I found there's a great calmness and peace about it. And I started, obviously, working back in television and radio in News Talk and with RTE and doing some series and stuff. And
so even as your professional life picked up speed, did the exercise then take the back seat again?
I can honestly, no, I can tell you one thing. Like, I was trying to get my son up the other day and he said, I'm 50-50, Mum. My mind says, wake up, my body says, stay in bed. And I said, well, your mind is in charge of your body. That's the truth. Because if your brain is, going back into television and radio helped me enormously because it was giving me energy. It was giving me something to think about that was beyond, you know, what
a sense of purpose day to day.
Yeah. You know, it's... And so my brain was all fired up. It wasn't the chapter that I ever wanted, but it was all fired up with a million things. You know, I sat in for Ivan Yates when he was away and there was lots of information, lots of current affairs, lots of politics. I was filming something called The Takeover during the day. And I kind of realized that once my brain was on fire, that I physically had the energy to do stuff. And I wanted to be fit for Dara. You know, when you lose one parent, I think it happens to the best of us. He's monitoring every sniff I have and every sneeze and are you going to be okay?
He oh, bless. What age is Dara now?
He's a big, tall, enormous 21-year-old.
Okay. And does he live an active life? Does he partake in sports?
He does. You know, I mean, I think he's got very bad asthma and so COVID has been a bit difficult for him. Yeah. He's been self-isolating for the whole period. And he's at UCD. He's in his second year, you know. And so...
Tell us then about your exercise regime during lockdown. Clearly, you know, when we were all restricted as to where we could go, that would have had an impact. Did you find you were still getting out and doing your bit of exercise?
Yeah, I think my journey from Richard's death onwards, like I didn't just walk. I started climbing mountains and doing whitewater rafting, zip lining.
Wow.
I learned how to play, like I was flying planes. I just took it on board as something that was really important to me. I was an ambassador for the Irish Heart Foundation for a while. And then the pandemic hit and I had a very busy time during that period. You know, my mom was cocooning in the Phoenix Park, so I was with her every day. And I took on some nursing duties in the community. And of course, I had my own business. But I also, over the last few years, I work with a company called Vital Voices. It was set up by Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton. So I have a lot of women globally, women sort of business owners that I mentor in India and Africa and across Europe and part of America. And so they were hit really badly. And I have, by the way, 15 or 16 in Ireland. So I was doing Zoom calls all day, every day with people who were devastated and tearful and upset in those early days about having to let people go, worried about their own future, financial worries. And I was trying to keep my own little business going. And I had these, you know, nursing duties. So I promised myself every day, whatever happened, I would get my walk in, whether it was the Phoenix Park, which it was more often than not, or in my own area. I have the daughter near me. So I do. I just did the daughter walk this morning. I've been doing that for the last few mornings because I couldn't get further.
And it sounds like you're blessed with those kind of surroundings in your backyard. But it's so important that people just get into a routine. And unfortunately, we have run out of time, Nora, but I think it's important to just give the campaign another mention, because it is really powerful to just get out, particularly now at times of high stress, for people to get out and just get that little bit of exercise in. So you are a supporter of Chapter 4 of the 20 by 20 campaign. No proving, just moving. Calling on all women, regardless of age, ability or sporting background, to create a new habit with physical activity. And to make the journey easier, 20 by 20 partner Lidl has created a new dedicated online platform, and that's available on their website. Nora Casey, thank you so much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.